Hey everybody, Corey here, and I want to share an Evernote tip with you. If you know me at all, you know that I absolutely love Evernote. I couldn't go a day without it. But unfortunately, I normally share my Evernote tips on Twitter, and this is kind of something I can't explain in 140 characters. So if you're like me, and you probably are, you have bills, be it your basic utilities, car payment, cell phone, of course, you know, anything, credit cards, any department stores, anything like that. But what I do is I use Evernote to help keep me on track, because you never know exactly what's going to happen with your bills. You don't want to fall behind. So what I do is I create folders inside of Evernote that are just simply titled bills, then dash July. Or bills, dash, whatever the month is. When I go through and I pay my bills, I wait till I get my online confirmation, my online receipt, and I use the clipper to actually grab that screenshot of just the receipt and pull it into Evernote. I title it, I tag it, then I drag it into the appropriate folder. Normally when I title the clipping as well, I title it with, let's say it's Wells Fargo. I'll title it Wells Fargo hyphen bill paid hyphen then the month. Drag it into its respectable folder and I'm done. I can cross-reference. I can use this if I want to get ahead on bills. Before I actually get my statement, I can use this to actually check to see how much I paid the previous month. So I'm not underpaying it. I can pay the same or pay a little bit over. Another good quality to this is, if I'm paying my bills, I'm like, oh, I don't feel like I paid something. I can go back through and it's like, okay, well, I've only paid 7 bills this month and I have 8 normally. What am I missing? And you can go through and find out what you're missing to pay. So check it out. You know, it's Evernote. It's free to use. If you love Evernote, sign up for the premium account. It's well worth it. But start using this. I think it'll organize your life and make everything so much simpler.